With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hard left squad member Ilhan Omar defeats her more moderate Democrat opponent, Don Samuels, in Minnesota's primary Tuesday night. Omar received 56.2% of the vote. Samuels received 42.9%, with 95% precincts reporting. In June, Representative Jamal Bowman, an anti-Israel politician, lost to George Latimer, New York's 16th congressional district. And more recently, Missouri Representative Cori Bush, who has advocated for defunding the police, lost her St. Louis-based seat to Wesley Bell. During his conversation with former President Trump on X last night, Elon Musk elaborated on why he endorsed the former president, telling Trump, quote, "We're at a fork in the road of destiny of civilization, and I think we need to take the right path. And I think you're the right path," end quote. Musk said that he's always been a moderate Democrat or slightly left, but he said the Democrats have gone too far. He said, "I think a lot of people thought the Biden administration would be a moderate administration, but it's not." Musk said Kamala Harris's father was a Marxist economist, saying, quote, "You can Google it. We're not making that up. That's how she was brought up," end quote. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. has approved $20 billion in weapon sales to Israel.
The State Department says the U.S. has approved $20 billion in arms sales to Israel, including scores of fighter jets and advanced air-to-air missiles. Congress was notified of the impending sale, which includes more than 50 F-15 fighter jets. The long-term sale comes at a time of intense concern that Israel may become involved in a wider Middle East war. The Biden administration has had to balance its continued support for Israel with a growing number of calls from lawmakers and the U.S. public to curb military support there due to the high number of civilian deaths in Gaza. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. Well, the question is, where do you think the most religious people on earth are?
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, the answer is Africa. 90% of the people who live in sub-Saharan Africa say religion is very important in their lives. Latin America and the Middle East are the second and third most religious regions around the globe. And who comes in last? Europe. The Far East is a mixed bag, with Japan the least religious and Indonesia the most. The U.S. is less religious than the global average. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin Capitol Police have declined to investigate the leak of a state Supreme Court abortion order in June, citing a conflict of interest. But Chief Justice Annette Ziegler is pursuing other options. Ziegler called for the investigation on June 26 after the leak of a draft order that showed the court would take a case brought by Planned Parenthood. This is SRN News. Democrats like Tim Walz, but other voters, not so much. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Democratic voters are overwhelmingly pleased with Kamala Harris's choice of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her vice presidential running mate, but Republicans and independents are less impressed. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 42% of likely U.S. voters view Walz favorably, including 27% with a very favorable impression. However, an equal 42% have an unfavorable opinion of Walz, with 32% who hold a very unfavorable view of him. Another 17% are not sure. The survey of 1,091 U.S. voters was conducted between August 7th and 8th and August 11th as well. The margin of error was plus or minus 3%. I'm Bernie Bennett.
Starbucks named Chipotle's Brian Nickel to be its new chairman and CEO Tuesday. The Seattle coffee giant's been struggling with fading sales and hope Nickel can engineer a turnaround. More details at srnnews.com.